Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Welcome, everyone, to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and with a little bit of luck, wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and the united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, shamans, spiritual empaths, and that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, kick your shoes off, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb Schiller today, we welcome you in, and Grant Collier, of course, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings soon, so if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long. It does fill up fast. And if you private co-host, that would be Deb today. She can answer you questions about where you are in the queue and stuff like that. I don't multitask, so if you want an answer, you go to her. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at www.nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about that amazing voice. I'm at www.barbaradelong.com, and Grant can be found at grantcollier.co.uk. And just a bit about Grant, he is amazing. He is probably, I would imagine, one of the busiest mediums in Great Britain at this moment in time. He certainly is all over the horizons and the hills and the valleys and the vales. He does all sorts of work. He works on radio. He works on television. He also has a Blog Talk radio show, and he'll tell you a little bit about that. He does all sorts of personal appearances. He does ghost hunting, which is kind of fun, too. And he's just, he's an amazing man. He's very, very eclectically oriented. He sings. He's got a beautiful voice. And so he's so well-rounded that it's, you know, almost embarrassing to have somebody that squeaky good on the show. But, you know, we are very grateful that he's decided to spend at least, hopefully, one Monday every month here on Blog Talk with us so that we can kind of get the benefit of his expertise, his knowledge, his wisdom, and his philosophy. And I think that one of the things about Grant that I love so much is that he is what I call old school. He has a good, firm background in spirituality, and he has a good, solid understanding of the spiritual philosophy that is behind all of the gifts and the talents that he shares with us. So it's really, really important to understand that it isn't just becoming psychic, it's becoming aware of not only the legacy that gift brings to you, to your reality, but the responsibility that you have the background and the foundation to utilize it appropriately so that you can better serve humanity. So I'm going to try to bring Grant in if I can find where he is. He's with Deb someplace here. here he is. Hi, Grant, are you there?
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I am fabulous.
Okay.
How are you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really, really well. I've been busy, had a busy weekend. I've been out doing ghost hunting this weekend in York, which is a very, very old city, up about 230 miles north of London. One of the most haunted houses in York. And York, as you well know, goes back to the Roman times. So there was a hell of a lot of history there.
Oh, wow. I'm finding that the more history there is in an area, the greater that, you know, you find the remnants of those who are left behind and such. And I'm just a little curious.
Well, this is it.
We had, in this country, there is the... I want to call it a theory, and I think it's more than a theory, but let me just call it a theory, that giants inhabited this land before the Native Americans came across in 15,000 years ago. The Native Americans came across the land bridge then. And I'm wondering, they built a lot of the mounds that people are talking about in this country. There is a plethora of bones that have been discarded and let loose, and I'm just wondering, when you go to tune into an area, are you able to sort of aim yourself at a particular point in time, or does it just flood out at you and you have to sift through what comes through?
Yeah, it's pretty much like you just said right at the end of that. It is layers of energy, and it's sifted through. Obviously, and I have found this through mediumship, but obviously the more recent energies will come forward more within the energies of time layers than maybe going way back there over 400 or 500 years. So it all depends really, Barbara, on depending on what energy is there at the time and has the most flamboyant energy or the energy that wants to come forward. And you do find, and as you're aware, that, you know, many energies come through on a residual energy, coming back in a presence of time and then coming back and going back, where you have like these energies that are what I like to call actual energies or trapped energies that will succumb, and you'll feel when you'll pick their presence up more so than you would do as a residual. But, you know, working as a medium on these nights isn't an easy process, because you are picking up so many layers of energy, and you have to sort of eliminate the energies that may be confusing. So you have to ask spirit to step aside and work with one at a time. And that's not an easy process to do because obviously, you know, it's very draining. And it's very hard to stop them mixed messages when you may have two or three dominant energies trying to come in at the same time. So what you do is you go around, and normally I do a walk around first of all before we actually get a team of clients come in and start investigating. And the thing is, you pick up on the layers of different energy time levels and maybe spirits that reside on a real, real strong energy, and you work with them mainly as much as you may pick up on the other stuff, but you work with the ones that you know are going to come forward and communicate more fluently within that energy through the night. So, it's frustrating because you could go on and on and on with the amount of energy there that is coming through in the information and the evidence, but you do find that you tend to work with the ones that are going to work with you on the night. So, it's very interesting on that side of it, because obviously going into the ghost investigation side, the mediumship is really raw, and it's raw energy, and that's why I love doing the investigating side.
I would love to get you in this country and take you to some of these mounds that have yet to be excavated, because in many cases I find I have to be physically present where I'm looking, so that you can distant view a tremendous amount, but if you're really trying to contact an energy, you have to kind of be in the same continent anyhow. I'm beginning to wonder, because nobody knows anything about these giants that they're finding buried everywhere. I'm wondering why no one has tried to draw information from their burial places, because it would seem to me that this is a level of humanity, because they were human, that we have absolutely no knowledge of, and it would be fascinating to try to gather information from them, as opposed to everybody making up stories about them.
I have come across this through time to time with many locations and bits and pieces. Very, very tall spirits. Now, are these the giants that they talk about? I'm not really sure of. But, you know, it seems to be that I think mediumship and where it relates to with energy layers does go back, you know, a good probably 500-600 years when you're going into deepness within it. I think you have to go again higher conscious within the energy of picking up on something that relates right the way back in further in time. As you know, that for me, I'm a universal medium, and I work alongside the Syrians, and you know that Syrian energy and going back to before Egyptian times, you know, is very, very much there. I think that, like I say, it comes in waves with the mediumship and working with the higher council, because I think there's reasons for that. What is that for? I don't know if we will ever understand the reasons why that comes in waves, but like yourself, you probably experienced many times that you would have experienced these higher knowledge energies coming forward and explaining stuff that's working on the humanitarian energy basis, the planetary stuff, the universe that's going on. And then we work and revert back our energies to the energies of people, those loved ones that have passed. And, you know, spirit take us on this journey of something, and then they take us to something else, and then they may revert us back to that for many reasons. But, you know, it is something that you never stop learning from, within the energy of evolving from this earthly energy, and learning what spirit actually put forward and the reasons why they show us these things.
Well, that's, you know, it's the history books show nothing of them, and they were clearly there. You see their remains. They're there. They were there, and you know, and I haven't actually been able to actually be on a site where they did discover ancient, you know, bones that were giants. I think that I'm going to try to make it a point in this next year to at least hit some of the places, because they're in Ohio. It's not that far from here. And just see what I can pick up, because, I mean, when I do past lives with people, I can take them back 10, 15,000 years. That's a piece of cake. But to contact a level of a species that nobody knows about is a whole other, you know, you don't even know what that consciousness is like.
Yeah, well, I think that there's many things, especially across America, that's been brought up recently, very much reported on the story of the tall man. This is something that has spread across America in a very sort of dark and misunderstood way. And I think that no one quite understands the message of what this the tall man is all about. But mm-hmm. what we do know is that there has been many sightings of this tall man and energy. But, you know, it's something that we still don't understand today. So is that part of an energy from the past? Is it something we don't know what it is? But I do think that I do think within the energy of something, we can misunderstand something from that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this is where many fables and stories come from, these things. So it's something that, you know, still interests me, is why these stories come forward. What are they about, really about? And are they really the true meaning of that particular entity or I don't say entity in a bad light. I put it as an energy of what is it that we're actually seeing and what is the purpose of it?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you know, a lot of the things that became myths and fairy tales and things like that have evolved into actually being reports of true incidents that just they didn't have any documentation for. So, I mean, you've got Ring Around the Rosy, Pocket Full of Posy. That had to do with the plague. And you know, it became a children's nursery rhyme. So a lot of the myths that are out there are really, they have a real foundation in truth and history, and we've lost it. And unfortunately, we've lost an awful lot, and, you know, unfortunately because of progress and people having to evolve faster and far without really paying attention to the past. So, you know, it's a fascinating topic. And I know you had giants over there too, in the giant material I have, there were a tremendous number of them in Great Britain. So it's an interesting thing. I'm going to keep digging at it till I find something that I can sink my teeth into, and then I'll have a lot of fun. So we got a lot of people lined up for readings today, so I think we could work for possibly the next 2 or 3 hours, but, you know, there's still a little bit of room. We could squeeze more in if people are interested for a reading. Call-in number is, you'd think I'd know this by heart by now, but I don't, is 347-857-2139. And we're going to, we have a little different type of way of dealing with readings here. You don't get to ask a question. Grant and I will both give you what we get. And hopefully our answers will address your issues, if we're really good, it should anyhow. So we're going to start out with Tammy. See if I can pull her in. Hi, Tammy, are you there?
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes. Yeah.
So what we're going to do. Oh, thank you. Yeah,
I was absolutely fascinated.
Actually, my website is going through upheaval, but in a couple of weeks, all of the material will be there, and you'll be able to go and read about them because they're unbelievable. Okay, Tammy, when I tap into your energy, I see tons of butterflies, tons and tons of butterflies, and it feels as though there's a lightness of spirit here that is really profound. It feels as though you're having trouble focusing, so you're flitting from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing, and you have a lot going on, so that's very, very appropriate. But it feels to me as though you're seeking, you're looking for something. It's almost like you're on a spiritual treasure hunt, and it feels as though you're kind of looking for aspects within yourself to develop and possibly looking for some of your passions, some of the things that are important for you to manifest in this reality. I feel strongly that there is a real shove, a real push on the higher consciousness, the spirit side of your consciousness, kind of saying it's time to get moving, it's time to move on, it's time to start beginning the work that you're supposed to be doing. And I think, I feel that there's some frustration here for you because you're not exactly positive sure what it's supposed to be. I do feel that you have a tremendous amount of healing energy here. There's a powerful healing energetic coming from you, and it feels you're surrounded by greens of all different shades and colors. You have an affinity for nature. You love nature, and you're very good when you're in nature. You sort of blend into the environment. You get nurturing from trees and flowers and things like that, so that you know where to go to energize yourself. You know where to go to really tap into and ask yourself, where is my direction? What is my purpose? You have a lot of different directions you can go. Writing is one of those directions that comes up here. And it feels as though you would be very, very good with dealing with dreams, with writing your dreams down when you wake up. And if you don't remember them, all you have to do is, when you go to sleep, ask to remember your dream, and you do. And just remember that your dreams are always symbolic. They aren't literal. So don't, you know, if you see somebody croaking or something like that, it has nothing to do with them actually dying. It may have something to do with a change coming or something like that. You are so intense when you get your teeth into something. It is profoundly beautiful. And the trouble is you never know when to let go. And so finishing a project is hard for you. Letting go and tying up loose ends is hard for you. But I feel that that's a process you're going through, and I feel that by the end of the summer, you know, within the next month or so, you'll find that you're tying up loose ends and filing things away because there's so much new stuff coming in for you this next year. It looks profound, and right around the change of the year is when really things open up for you, and you kind of jump into that cosmic dance of creation and have a wonderful time with the energies that you are able to utilize at that point in time. So, Grant, what are you getting?
Oh, wow. Okay. Loads of information there, and I totally understand what's coming from spirit there, from you, Barbara, because it is an amazing transition. Hello, Tammy. Can you hear me okay, darling?
Hi.
Hello.
Say that again.
Now, can you hear me okay?
Yeah? I can hear you fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, now I'm just looking at a massive ray of light that's just stepped in front of me and a rose in front of me, and I've got a massive ray of energy coming in, but I've got a man that's just walked straight through the centre of it, and he's holding his hands out to you, and he wants to lift you up off the ground here, and he's almost like pulling you along. I do know within the energy of this man that he looks to me, he only looks young, but he's showing me his younger self, but I do very much know that this is a grandfather on your father's side, he tells me. Do you understand that, darling? Your grandfather in spirit.
Okay,
he tells me at the moment that there's been times when you've been down, and I feel like you're looking, you're on your knees here, and you're looking down, and it feels like I'm going through a process of hard times in your life. And I know that when we go back here, I feel like I'm going through this hard time over the last 3 years, and I know that within this, it's almost like I don't know where to go, I don't know what to do, but they are lifting you, and the spirit is bringing you within that energy of where you feel like you need to go in a sense of direction. So if you've been a bit lost over the last 3 years, honey.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a sense of loneliness within you, darling. It's almost like the feeling like I haven't had support from family around. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's true.
Because, and I really want to go towards the energy of your father now, and I feel like there's a feeling like what I'm getting here is that I feel like I'm searching within that energy around father's energy and understanding why and when and what happened and wherever. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do. I think you'll find it there.
Yeah, because I know that within the energy, I feel like there's this connection with your father. Does that make sense to you, darling? And I know that this has been for a long period of time, if that makes sense, yes?
Yes.
And I know that within it, it almost makes me feel like, and this from time to time, you felt like you've been unwanted. Does that make sense to you?
Definitely.
Yeah, because he says unwanted, and you felt unwanted, bless your heart. And I felt like you haven't really felt that you belonged anywhere. And this is quite a sad time, he says, because for you, you're a beautiful lady and a beautiful young lady, and you've got so much to give. I know that for you, that you are somebody to help others, and this is why the healing, the energy of what you've gone through in life is very much is where you're going to heal others within that process. I think at the moment, we need to find you at the moment, hence the reason why the butterfly is being shown, because that's all to do with transformation. And I feel like you are transforming now. I feel like you're becoming tougher. Do you understand this, honey?
Yes, I just would like to know, am I on the right path now?
You are on the right path, and I feel like it's been a struggle, and I know that Spirit are lifted you, and let's put it this way, if we go back over this year, I start to feel that you've made connections in the right area. People around you who you're communicating now are leading you on the right path. Does that make sense, honey?
Yes, it does.
Because as we look at your energy here, darling, I feel like you've been walked over many, many times. And I feel like, you know, your energy has been abused in some way. Does that make sense to you?
It's true.
And I know that you want to let go and forget about the past. The past is the past. And I know that within what your grandfather says to me here, he says that we can only look forward now, honey. We can only look forward. I know that I feel like also that there would have been a time in your life when you would have lost something that was very dear to you within that time. And I feel like when I get this could be the energy of the chance of motherhood. So did you lose a child, honey?
Yes.
And I know it's dramatic for you, but he does say to me that he's got your lovely boy in spirit, okay? And I want you to hold that with positivity, okay? Because he's letting me know that the boy is with him. And I know that, again, you will feel motherhood and motherhood will come forward. I just feel at the moment in time that you are finding yourself, and that is good. Because he says to me here that you need this. You need to analyze where you're going more within the energy of that. Really, in theory, where you're sitting now is not where you're going to be in time. What I mean by that, the area, the place, the shift, the pattern, that I feel movement, new surroundings, new energies of people, out of state, where I feel like you're going to build a whole new life, if that makes sense, yes?
I hope so, yes.
Well, it will come. This is obviously future stuff that he's giving to you, darling. But I'm going to say this to you. Now, did you have memories of like a trailer park? Does that make sense to you?
Of a trailer park?
You know, like a trailer park?
In college.
Right, okay. I just got memories of something with a trailer park here. And I know that with you, there was two areas of your college work or two areas of your life where you were trying to study. And I know that within that energy, I feel like the first thing that you would focus on is what you wanted to do with your college work is where you're going with your college work, if that makes sense. Because I feel like one of them didn't suit your energy, or one thing you were trying to go for wasn't right for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it's art.
Yeah, because you're creative. And I feel creativity is something that really, really sticks to the energy of where you're going within your work and where you want to go with your career. And I actually feel like photography is something also here that I feel like you should be taking into. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I appreciate you saying that because I have this photography exhibit next month that I've just been stressing out over.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you now, photography and the exhibit that you're going to, this photography
Thank
exhibit
you.
Is going to be wonderful for you. And it's going to take you maybe out of the country as well and lead you into areas of new surroundings. And also, I feel that you could well travel into Europe at some stage. Don't look at where you are now, but remember the future as something massive. And I feel this immense proudness from Spirit that you're going to achieve in so many ways. Who's Bobby? Bob?
Bob?
Yep, from Spirit, honey.
From Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, I know these on your father's side. You may not know very well because I'm going up there above quite a few times. So it could be like a great-grandfather or something. But I know I'm up there, and I know this energy is around you acting as a family guide member. I know that he's going to come forward more within the energy of being there for you and bringing this creativity out in you. I also feel here that there is scripture or writing that you need to be doing at the moment. So there's something you need to be applying yourself. And I feel like it's a lecturing feel. So I feel like you have to stand up and talk to people. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And it's going to be amazing when you do it, honey. And you're going to shock people and people are going to clap and they're going to be standing up and applauding the energy of what you're actually doing. So this is just the start of a journey. You are transitioning into a beautiful soul now, and I feel this is your grandfather here, definitely. He's giving me grandfather. He's saying he's right beside you.
Okay, he's been there a while.
He's been here a long time around you, so I'll leave his love with you, darling, and I hope that you achieve everything you do. I know that you will, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Tammy.
God bless your heart. God bless.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Take a breath. Okay. We've got Ivatar. Hi, Ivatar. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Hey, I couldn't be doing better, I don't think.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets better than this, I'll have to take some pills or something. Okay. It's funny. As soon as I tune into your energy, as soon as I heard your voice, I saw you standing on top of a mountain and listening to the winds, and all four winds were blowing. They were taking turns, and you weren't in a hurricane, but you got the north and the south, and then the east and the west, and they all gave you wisdom and knowledge. And in many ways, you are more than just a child of spirit. You're a child of nature, and so the element of nature figures very, very predominantly within you and your reality, and how you function within your reality. I feel strongly that. The north wind brings you insight and wisdom on many different levels that are of a higher consciousness level, and the east wind brings you emotional support and emotional wisdom, and the south wind brings you the warmth of love and ambition, and the west wind brings you a sense of adventure. And when all of them are working in congress with you, you have an amazing ability to project yourself and project yourself through words, project yourself through energy, project yourself through sound. It feels as though you utilizing these kind of energies is very, very important for you. And times of full moon, as the full moon we just had especially, they pull on you. They draw you outside of yourself, and they're pulling on you to pull you away from the physical reality. And I don't mean they're trying to knock you off or anything. They're trying to pull your spirit into a greater sense of understanding of the consciousness that is within you. This is a time of change, a time of evolution, a time of awakening for you. And the full moons especially hold out new promise for you, because you seem to be working on a very, you seem to understand your pathway tremendously, the aspect of moving into higher forms of understanding of the connection of crossing that bridge between the lower and the higher consciousness to access the wisdom and the philosophies that are there is pronounced here tremendously. You are constantly drawn in dreams back to past lifetimes, and past lifetimes are very important to you. And it feels to me as though that through dream state is where you're going to find the information you need to sort of open the doorway to accessing them to a greater and a stronger and a more profound sense of self. You have the ability and the talent to transition into a state of, I almost want to say state of trance almost, but I don't see you being a full trance person. But when you really allow yourself to drift, you get into that state sense, that trance state, and you're able to really do distant viewing. You're able to do, you're able to project your energy in lots of places. You are an amazing healer. Your energy is very, very strong. And it feels like you've been sort of playing with it and testing it and utilizing it and understanding that you have talents and gifts that come from out of time, that you don't really need to take courses or classes that will restrict you. You need only to awaken what is already yours and utilize it in helping other people. I feel that this next 12-month time frame for you is going to be one of understanding that past lives have given you a great deal of material to work with. And all you need to do is to surrender yourself to it, to bring it into this reality and manifest it. What I love is you have a joyful spirit. Your spirit is so full of joy, so full of laughter, and that in itself is healing, on a very high frame. You have spirits that are around you. You seem surrounded by spirits. So your family and spirit is around you all the time, and every now and then, they let you know they're there by doing something that is so obnoxious that you just say, I know who that's from. Your family are not gentle reminders. They are right in your face reminders. So what I'm feeling here is that you're coming to a time of not mastery, because I don't think we ever hit mastery level, but it's a time of achieving a new level of insight into the other side and understanding that it is only yet another step. And there are so many steps that we have to go on that it looks like an endless journey, but it's really not. And it does feel as though you have a greater security within yourself than you have had for a very long time. And so there's power here. There's great power, and you're going to begin to use it more and more so, but not in a manipulative way, just in a way of making your point and making sure it comes across. Grant, go for it.
Thank you, Barbara. That was so beautiful. Thank you. I got to go back in the archives and pull that up again. That was a lot of information.
Well, Grant's about to hit you with more, so hold on to your seat.
Okay. Grant.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can
yes,
you hear
I
me
can.
Okay?
Yes, can
okay,
you hear
my
me
darling.
Okay?
Now, I can, darling. Now, I've got a wonderful man that's in here. Now, I'm going to give you this name, and I feel that you're going to have to remember this name going back, okay? Do you understand the name Chuck?
I have a brother named Chuck.
Wow, you have a brother named Chuck. Okay. Now, is your father in spirit, darling? Because I know that he's giving me the energy of Dad here.
Yes. Yes.
He just says, can you send over the energy of love to Chuck? And he's talking about that. I feel like you're with your father, that he had a problem with his leg. Do you understand that?
I wasn't close to my father, so I don't know.
Okay, that's fine, darling. But I've got a man here with a slight limp within the energy here. He does say to me that he's been around you quite a bit recently. And you know, like Barbara was saying, you've got this healing gift. And you've got a beautiful gift, and you do sense the energy of spirit, but there has been so much energy of, and I want to go more within like the health energy of tiredness, and I feel like you've gone through something dramatically within the energy where you felt drained, and over the last 2 years and 2 years ago, there was this energy of health where you were worried about yourself, and you put others first, and you don't think about yourself. And that's what your father loves about you, is that the fact is you just get up and you continue on. Do you understand what I mean by this, honey?
Yes, I do.
And do you understand where he talks about the hip, leg joints, and I feel like there was a pain going down within the energy of your lower body? Do you understand this?
Yes.
And he says to me here that you are beautiful, and I know that within the energy here that he loves, like Bob was saying, you love to be out there within the energy of nature, and you've been looking and walking around recently thinking, I need to travel more. I need to be out in the open. You know, when you look at prairie fields and things, I feel like I want to be out there and I want to be taken back to my childhood. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And he says to me here that he has memories of taking you back to a child near the river, and being near the river and being around the river was very important to you as a child. Does that make sense to you?
I don't remember as a child being around rivers, but I love water. I love the water.
Okay, so there must be something going right back there about the energy of a child when you were very young. It might be a distant memory, but taking you by the river and being around. Now, I know that he sends love over to three children here. You one of three, darling?
Just he and my brother. And my brother. If there was
okay.
a third one, I don't know about the third one.
Okay, I feel like he's sending love. He's sending love to three. Now, I'm going to ask you this, darling. Was your father a promiscuous type of gentleman?
Yeah, I think he was.
Because I feel like you've got another sibling out there that you may not know of. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But I know.
Yeah.
I know that when he says this, that he wasn't the most dignified of characters in life, but he was a very loving man, and I feel like he sort of put his energy about a bit, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that very much within his heart, he looks upon you and looks upon Chuck as being two people that he very, very much admires within his children, and he wants to send love. Now, the Chuck's a bit distant from you, is he? He's not very close.
No, he's distant in terms of
energy.
You know, he lives in one state and I live in another, but you know, we lost contact for a while. And that's my baby brother, but that's not his child.
No, that's fine. It doesn't matter because he puts you together as his own. Does that make sense to you?
He does what?
Even though he wasn't your child, he wasn't his child, do you understand where he has a respect for around the energy of Chuck, like he was in his life somewhere?
If he was, I don't remember, because Chuck is the baby,
okay.
And he wasn't nowhere around physically.
Well, there you go. Isn't it amazing how fathers can be within the energy of children or brothers that are not connected? So he is putting that energy where I feel like I'm connecting you with Chuck. I feel Chuck needs you at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he's been stressing out lately, yeah. I called him today and talked to him today.
Yeah, he needs your energy. I feel like he's down on his luck, and I think that's more to do financially. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's finding it hard to live at the moment. And I know that you're very good with this energy. You've got a very healing heart, like Barbara was saying earlier on. So you're there. Even though you had the problems of your own life to deal with, you're there for everybody else, and even Chuck, he's telling me.
Yes, that's true.
You wear glasses, honey, yes?
Yes.
You need to strengthen your lenses in your glasses, he's telling me. So are you finding it hard to see with the glasses you're wearing?
No, I can see very well with these glasses.
Right,
I just got these. I had a warranty on these, and they had broken, and they're not. This pair I got on is not
is
even.
He was changing your glasses, so that's probably the reason why. He's just taking one off and putting another set on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I have two pair.
Okay, have you got a daughter as well?
Dogs?
Daughter.
Have you got a daughter?
No, I don't have a daughter. I got granddaughters.
That's fine, but I know that he's maybe just talking about you as the daughter, and he's talking about the love for the daughter, okay? So I just presume he's talking about you. And he also gives me the month of May here, so I know May is very important to you or him as a birthday or a passing date. Does that make sense?
My birthday is in May. And
there you go. So he's telling
son,
you it's around in May.
Yeah, both my son's birthdays in May.
Now, who is the one that served in a uniform? And that must be talking about one of your boys. This is you talked about him, talking about the uniform.
Neither one of them was in service. I had my son passed away. My youngest son passed away when he was 22.
Right. So where's the? Now I'm looking at uniform, but I'm not looking at military here.
Chuck,
there was a dark uniform.
Chuck wore a uniform. Chuck wore a uniform.
Ah. Was he uniform as in like a dark uniform, like a service?
Yeah. Dark blue pants and a tan shirt. He was in the reserve,
That's
yeah.
It. He was in the reserves. Okay, that makes... Because he wasn't in full military. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
So I know that he's trying to just send love over. He keeps going on about Chuck, and I think the reason being is that Chuck's in an area where I feel like he needs your help, and this is why he keeps talking about Chuck, okay? But I'll leave your father's love with you, and I feel very much within the energy, and I don't know why I want to say this to you. Was there any connection to your father? Because I'm getting the tune. Do you remember Huckleberry Finn?
Yeah, I have a book that I just pulled out of the basement. And this book is in excellent condition, the Huckleberry Finn. And I was wondering if that's a collectible. Is that a collectible book?
It is a big sign, and I feel like it's important. So I would investigate showing me Huckleberry Finn. And I know that that's the reason why you've just pulled the book of Huckleberry Finn and you found it. So it's got to be irrelevant as a sign. I feel like it's good for you. I feel like it's a positive. So it could well be. Check it out.
Okay.
I'll leave you stuff with you, darling, and I wish you all the best with everything, yeah?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No
and there's always archives. Okay.
Yes, I'm going to go to...
Okay. So, we've got Dee Dee here, I think. Hi, Dee Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. You sound
hi.
Far away. Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi.
Nope, you're a lot closer. We're not taking questions. We're just going to give you what we get, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. I keep seeing when your energy kind of flowed over me, I keep smelling honeysuckle from the garden. I keep smelling all sorts of unbelievably beautiful, subtle, gentle scents. And in many ways, that's what you're like, because your presence is a tremendous presence, and yet people aren't blown away by you, but they are in awe of you. A great deal of the time, and the other thing that I got very, very strongly was that if I take you back about 500 years to Europe, to probably the Great Britain area, you were one who created scents for the woman. You made perfume, and you would design it. You did designer perfumes, and it was all the rage, because of course they didn't bathe as much as they should have back then. So they needed to have scents of some sort to kind of cover the rest of it. You have also been one who I keep smelling stuff with you. I keep smelling spices. I feel you in the Orient, and I smell all of the spices that were there. And you had a past lifetime. This goes back maybe 600 or 700 years. You were someone who was in the spice trade, and you dealt in the different spices. And it, what I find fascinating is that you identified them and their potency and everything else by smelling them. And this lifetime, you are very, very sensitive to smells, and you often smell things before other people do. So it's a talent that has come through time, and it's in your DNA, and it's really quite profound. You have a sense of self that is amazing. There is a regalness about you, and that regalness comes from lifetimes past where you actually did have power and control, and you were able to tell people what to do, and they did it without asking or questioning. That frustrates you a little bit this lifetime when people don't do what you say as fast as you think they should. There is a sense of, you know, how dare they not do what I tell them, and yet you do recognize you're in a different life, a different position, in a different time frame. But you are an anachronism. In many ways, you were born in a time frame that is not as suited to you as another time frame might be. And so sometimes life doesn't fit you as thoroughly as you would like it to, but there are pros and cons to being an anachronism. I mean, at least we have bathrooms that work and television and computers and stuff like that. But the time you were most comfortable in was about 500 or 600 years ago, when you were in power. You wouldn't have been happy if you were, you know, someone who plowed a field, but you happened to be nobility in that particular lifetime that I'm picking up. So you had the capacity to to control people's lives. And happily, you did it with great compassion and great love, and you were in a position where you could help the people that worked the estate that you happened to be in control of. You were at one time in the past life I'm talking about. You were in a monastery. You spent some time in a monastery. You grew up in a monastery. You were schooled in a monastery and decided not to take the vows. So you came home and then you took over the estates as your family members died. But there is a love of the tradition and the rituals of religion. And I'm not saying that you're a fanatic as far as practicing a religion, but you like the rituals. You like any kind of a ritual. It resonates to you, whether it is just burning a candle and meditating on it, whether it is sitting and listening to a choir sing. There is something profoundly at home when you are in a house of worship, and it could be any religion. It could be a mosque, it could be a temple, it could be a church. But there is something about the feeling of the love that surrounds you that is a part of the establishment. Now, I'm not saying all the establishment is great, but I am saying that there is something very peaceful that you kind of sink into. And I would just visit them, you know, when there wasn't a service going on, because you like the quiet. You like being able to breathe and hear yourself breathe. It's very important to you. And breath and following your breath is an amazing meditation for you. You had a lifetime in the Himalayas. I'm going back 2,230 years. And when you were in the Himalayas, you were one that sought it out rather than being brought up within the Tibetan belief system. You sought it out because you wanted to be away from humanity. You weren't comfortable with humanity. You wanted to be left alone. You wanted to meditate. You wanted to touch into the higher consciousness, link yourself with the Creator, and that's how you wanted to spend your time. You have a piece of that in you now. You are ever seeking to touch into that higher consciousness that you have within you, and you are ever seeking to understand the wisdoms and the reasons for this lifetime. And I would say probably within the next decade or so, you're going to get a pretty good grasp as to what the purpose of this lifetime has been for you. But you have a long way to go before you're going to transition into another dimension. Interdimensional travel through thought projection is something that you can do and you understand well, and you do it in your dream state. As a matter of fact, quite often you feel yourself falling back into your bed because you're jerking your consciousness back. And I think as you get more and more comfortable with the practice of astral travel, you're going to find yourself able to do it almost any time. And that's when the fun will begin. That's when you start to relax and enjoy the talents and the gifts and the privileges that you brought into this lifetime. You earned them. You earned them through service. You learned them through serving time, literally. As a human and carrying a consciousness throughout time, you have earned the right to enjoy them by rites of passage. And you're going to have a phenomenal time with it. And at some point in time, the element of teacher comes out here. And so you begin to actually physically teach people about the spiritual aspects of life and teach them how to create the foundation to make the leap that you have made so easily. Grant, all yours.
Wow! Yeah.
Wow!
Wow! Yeah, loads and loads of information there. Now you understand how Barbara talks about the energy of being very open to spirit and evolving and learning and getting so much. Now, can you understand, my darling? I hope you can hear me. Okay, first of all, so I'm going to find out if you can hear me. Okay, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay, now I'm going to give you this because I've got a little girl standing in front of me, darling, and I know that this is something of trying to connect with you. Now, I don't know if this is connected, linked family-wise. I don't get that feeling from her. But I know that this could well be something that may be linked from past. Now, I'm going to ask you this, and this is something she keeps giving me. I don't know where you're situated, but she keeps taking me to Canada. Have you any links with Canada at all?
No.
Right. Now, listen to what I'm saying, but hold all the information that I'm being given to you. I have a little girl here that feels like she was abducted, okay? Now, she's giving me Alberta, and I know that she's from around that energy. She talks to me here about spirit energy coming forward to you as a child and you being very scared around that time. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that you used to have visitations of spirit as a child and it used to fear, you used to be fearful of it? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
This girl has been trying to come forward to you. Do you have memories of a young girl around about 7, 8 years old with very mousy, long hair, mousy blonde hair?
No.
Right, okay. So just hold this information because she's giving it to you. She's in search for the energy of help here, but she keeps going on about the name Samantha and keeps giving me the name Sam or Samantha within that process. Have you any recollection of that name at all?
Well, it's a friend of my daughter. Her name is Sam or Samantha.
Okay. Now, would you understand where there might have been somebody that was a friend to that child around that age or around that time that had family links going to Canada at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
So this is something you might have to pass a message on about, okay? Because sometimes this happens. It's not always direct to us. But I'm showing, you know, like going back years ago, and I don't know if you still have this in America, but I'm looking at a picture of a missing child on the side of a milk carton.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's saying that she was abducted. I'm actually putting glasses on this young child, so I know that she would have had glasses as well. Now, she talks to me, and she's coming back to you to validate something over the process of what she's saying. She knows about the wedding, or she knows about somebody getting married around you. Does that make sense to you? There's a celebration coming up, and I don't feel it's family. I feel like it's a friend that you've been invited to. Do you understand what I mean?
It could be a possibility. I'm not quite sure.
Now, I know that it's connected to the male energy or the groom within the energy of what she's talking about here, because she feels like she's taking me to the energy of that particular person.
Mm-hmm.
But I know she's in desperate need of being found. So I know that she's lost and never been identified or never been found within that process. She keeps going on about it. Now, would you also understand the name that sounds to me like Dylan?
In fact, I was with a friend yesterday, and she was telling me that she has feelings for a gentleman by the name of Dylan.
Okay, so this could well be the energy of something that you will know in time about the marriage or something about them two becoming more serious and being invited to a wedding through that man. Do you understand what I mean?
You
won't know about it yet, but you'll know about it in the future. This is her trying to say to you that she is looking around your life to validate that you may not be connected to her directly, but she has been coming to you seeking help to find. And this is from an early stage of your life. So she's been missing since the
70s. Huh. Interesting.
So how old were you in the 70s? Were you in your early young years of around your early teens?
I was born in 65, so I am now 49.
Right, okay. So in your 70s, you would have been around about 10 or 11, yes?
Yes.
I'm going around 74, 75, so that would take me to about the right time, mid-70s she's giving me here. She says to me here that also, just to link in, she's letting you know, who? Okay. She's letting you know that there's also an Elizabeth on the other side that knows you family.
Okay.
But you would know her as Lizzie or Liz.
Hmm. Interesting.
And it would stem over to the energy of your mother's side of the family.
Okay.
So do you know who Elizabeth is?
No.
I feel like I'm over to the side of your, above and over to the side of your mother, so this could well be an aunt or a great aunt, but she's telling me she's over here. She's coming back to you quickly, and she is saying to you here that your hands, what is it about your hands? Are you interested in palmistry?
No, but I work with my hands.
Ah, right, okay, she's looking at your hands here, and I feel like your hands feel like either, you know when, that's what it is. You know when your hands are dried out or you feel like you need to moisturize them?
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling like, you've been looking at them recently and looking and feeling like your hands need some moisturizing or something?
Yes.
Because she's looking at him and she's saying, you're looking at your hands and you're wondering, well, hey, I thought you were just looking at your palms, but you're looking and going, oh, my hands are sore or they need some moisturizing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yes.
You are very good with children. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I feel this is why she's drawn to your energy, and I feel spirit are trying to connect with you on that basis, especially children. So have you felt the energy of children spiritually is something that very much comes towards you?
I connect with the children very well because they're innocent and they're not pretentious. It just they are who they are, and that's what draws me to them.
Absolutely, and she's been coming to you, and it's just a case of for you to pick up on her, and I feel that you will do. And I feel very much that there's something of a message she's trying to get through to you, darling. She's not going away here. Lovely little child, bless her heart. But I'm going to give you this and this, the information that I've got to give to you, that I do feel that she was strangled, bless her heart.
Oh.
And I know that within this there was an abduction here. So I won't go into too graphic details of what happened around that time, but I do know that she is coming forward for you. So if this is something, again, that may not come through you but comes through another medium, this is the reason why, because she's trying to connect with you, and I feel like there's a message towards somebody around, connected, who either you may talk to, that you may come across, is somewhere in your life you are going to find the mother or the family of this dear child. I know that it's an important message that I need to give you. Now, who's got the Albany red hair? Is that you?
No, I don't have red hair.
Right, okay. Then look out for the lady with the Albany red hair. This could be somebody that links within that energy of the connection to this child. But remember the Albany red hair within that connection, okay?
Okay.
Matt? Yeah, Matt. You know Matt?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, hold all them names, because if you don't know, she's trying to get a message across with these validations, okay, of people that she would have known. But I can't let her go, so there's nothing else I can give you, because she keeps jamming the energy. Do you understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
She keeps coming
uh-huh.
forward first. So I leave her energy with you, but if you understand that this is something that you were getting as a child and you were quite fearful of it, you know, like when you watch the movies The Sixth Sense?
Uh-huh.
Did you used to feel like you was getting these visitations as a child?
Oh, I've always felt that way. I've always yes, I have.
Well, that's what she's giving me, this sense that the spirit used to just come and visit you and you didn't know who they were connected to. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Well, she is definitely one that's waiting to communicate with you. So I'll leave her love with you, darling, and I really do hope that that connection's made for her.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. No problem. Okay. Just quickly, just to let you know, there's a birthday coming up around you within family. It's literally within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, let's see. Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. She's just letting you know. Don't forget it. It's literally coming into the end of August.
Okay.
All right, I'll leave her up with you, darling. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Dee Dee.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Whew, that's a lot of stuff, Grant. Oh. That's amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes that way, it happens that way. And I know it's frustrating, but it's what comes in to me first. And this little child, bless her heart, is desperately wanting to get a message across.
Wow. And I know that when they come in, it's almost like there's a line, and you have to deal with what's right in front of you. You can't say, you know, step aside, I want the next guy. You have to, you know, deal with what's there and then go forward with it. And sometimes they don't let you go forward because they're so insistent.
Absolutely. And somewhere in that lovely lady's life, that will all fit somewhere. It will come up somewhere in her life. And that's often the way, isn't it? You know, they don't give a message without it a validating somewhere in life. So she really needs to look out for that.
Well, you know, also, it could be meant for somebody in the chat room, too.
Mm.
Sometimes that happens as well. Okay, we've got a mystery caller here. Hi, 561212, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, this is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Lena from Florida.
Oh, hi. Deb didn't get your name.
Hi.
So what we're going to do is I will give what I have, and then Grant will give what he has. And we'll both breathe a little bit. I'm seeing waterfalls. I'm seeing tsunamis. I'm seeing lots of water stuff. And I'm feeling that there is a real attraction and attachment to the element of water here. And it feels as though there is the element of water spirits all around you. And I don't know if you're a water sign or not. That doesn't really matter. But what's happening is the elementals are being drawn to you. So that I would say that it's important for you to sort of be around water for the next couple of weeks or be able to sit and eat lunch besides a brook or a stream. I'd rather more a lake or something that's flowing, but I'll take anything I can get right about now. It feels like you are recharging your batteries. It feels as though you have been low on energy and low on all sorts of stuff. It's almost as though you've depleted yourself. And part of the reason you've done that is because you're so kind and you're so generous and you're so compassionate and empathetic that you give of yourself and your own vital energy far more than is really appropriate. Spirit wants you to sort of learn to balance yourself, learn to actually channel energy as opposed to just give of your own vital energy. Then you can give everywhere and it doesn't take away from you. You come into this lifetime as one who wants to heal, as one who wants to help, as one who feels that they need to do service to humanity on some level or in some way. And I feel that you're still looking for the modality that will work best for you. There's an aspect here of being absolutely driven and you don't know where you're going. And you know, I would concur that's exactly what's happening. You feel the need to serve, you feel the need to give, you feel the need to help, and the compassion within you is just phenomenal. In many lifetimes you have actually given your life for other people. You have sacrificed yourself so that others could live and survive. And you know, you didn't volunteer for a criminal to be hung or anything like that. You were in positions where your life made the difference so that others, many others, could survive and flourish. And you have always done this in a very a selfless way. You really don't expect anything in return. You understand that it's not a sacrifice, it's a gift to give love to other people and to give life to other people. And, you know, please don't go throwing yourself under a bus or something, but this lifetime, you don't have to quite go that far. This lifetime, there needs to be a balance between your compassion, your empathy, and your service to humanity. And part of what's going on within your life now is that you have you have taken on too much else to do for other people, and you haven't left time for yourself. And Spirit wants you to just back up a little bit. And you don't have to say no. You can say not at this time. And you can try to schedule and pace yourself a little bit, because if you pace yourself, you're going to be able to reach into so many different areas of life, and so you'll be able to hit and touch into many, many different people. I keep hearing gongs here, and it feels as though the element of a gong, and I'm hearing Tibetan gongs here, not bell chimes, but gongs, are very, very important to you, and you resonate to them, and they are a form of meditation for you. Another form would be the singing bowls. the Tibetan singing bowls. And if you've never heard those, they are beautiful and magnificent and phenomenal. And they resonate to your body. You will resonate more towards the lower timbres than the higher ones. And you listen to them until you feel yourself vibrate in harmony with them. And then you know that that's the one that resonates to your energy field at that particular point in time. You have a great deal to share, a great deal to say, and a great deal to experience yet, and you have a lot more to come. It doesn't feel as though it's going to be as traumatic or difficult as it's been in the last 10 years. It feels as though you're kind of done with those things that really whacked you in the head, and now, so long as you pay attention to the subtle hints that the universe gives you along the way, it's going to be a better, it's going to be a better, easier flow of energy that's going to take you in new directions. And new directions are important for you because you do burn out easily, you get bored easily, you always have to have new things coming into your energy field. And because of that, you're constantly looking for new things to stimulate your brain. You have an amazing mind. You're extraordinarily intelligent, and you hide it. You don't let people see how wise you are. And there's a difference between wisdom and intelligence. You know, there's a difference between wisdom that has come through time and just the intellectual process of memorizing things. When you memorize things, you become a parrot. When you internalize them and then put them back out into the atmosphere, into the environment, then you become more of a prophet. And a prophet is just somebody who talks about things and the wisdoms and the way that we live that are more of a universal nature than of a just for this one time nature. You have been in many lifetimes what I would call a prophet. You have been a scribe. You have actually prophesized, and people have paid attention to you. They don't so much pay attention to you now, but they will as you get older. And it would be a good idea to start writing your thoughts and your feelings and your insights down on paper so that someday they can fall into a book that you will absolutely have published before you pass over. Grant yours.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow, yes. You've got an incredible energy, darling, and I totally back up what Barbara's saying here. You're a very happy-go-lucky person. I like your energy. Can you hear me okay, darling, before I start?
Yes, I can.
Okay, right. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm getting here, and it's quite funny because have you ever watched the program The Big Bang Theory?
No.
Right, well, there's a particular energy of a group of youngsters, and it's an American program, so I'm quite surprised you haven't heard of it. But it's basically about people that are very scientific and have this energy to deal with scientific questions and knowledge and all about the Big Bang Theory. Well, you very much had this energy about you, but the main character they show me here is a name called Sheldon, okay? And I want to get you to hold that name because I felt like they're showing me this name for a reason, this particular name. So do you know a Sheldon or a Shelton?
No, I don't.
Right, I hold that because it's got to be significant to the energy of something. Now, I put you around the transition around your energy of work at the moment. You're very, very much involved within the energy of what I'm looking at here as office work, and something around the energy of transition at that point within the office work. So at the moment, do you feel like you're transitioning around the office and around office work at the moment? Does that make sense to you?
I'm supposed to be getting a job in a new office next week. I just have to go back this week and leave it. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Remember the name Sheldon or Shelton, okay? Because that name will be apparent to the new work. Now, do you understand where you're dealing with numbers, honey, in that work?
Yeah.
Like banking, or there's some accountancy, or there's some energy there where there's all numbers. Does that make sense to you?
I don't really know exactly what my job's going to be honest. It seems a little vague about what they want me to do.
Right, okay. Well, remember everything that I'm saying, but I tell you what, it's a real good transition for you. Because the feeling is, with what I'm getting here, is that it's like Barbara was saying earlier on, and I totally get what she's saying here, is that there's an energy here of never feeling good about how good you are, but I feel like I'm putting you into a managerial role. within that process. Now, you may not feel that straight away, because I don't think that's what Spirit is trying to give to me, but I do feel that you'll build up into that energy of managerial energy, where you're taking charge of a process. So if you don't know about that already, remember it, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, within that process as well, I will say to you here as well that I want to go to the energy of love here. I feel like there's an energy where you've been let down recently. Do you understand what I mean, where love's concerned? Do you understand that?
Yeah, I was dating a man that I think is
Don't give me too much information, and I'll tell you, as long as you can just give me a yes. Because what they're trying to say here is that he wasn't the right man for you, okay? I know that within the energy, the new energy of connection, of relationship, will come through your working process. I feel very much within the energy, if we go back around about 6 weeks ago, that's when the energy subsided within the energy of this man, or you felt his energy pulling away. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and they're saying to me here that he's still around, his energy's still there, but I feel like it's diminishing. I feel very much that you've woken up to the energy of what this man's actually giving to you and how much he's not giving to you, and where the energy feels like you need to move on with it now. I also feel that within the energy here, what I'm being told, and I've been shown a beautiful dog just walked in, a very small-looking thing. And I know that this is a dog that you would have had memories of going back as a child. And I feel this dog's around you, supporting you with love from that other side, and pulling you through this emotion of where you've been knocked recently. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I feel that within the energy here, okay, all right. Yeah, and I also feel here that I have a grandmother coming in as well. A grandmother's energy pulls right very close to me. And I feel that grandmother was a little bit immobile towards the end of her life, so I feel like she couldn't get around a lot. Do you understand this, honey?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know that she was very much in the chair a lot. Does that make sense? Or she had problems with her legs. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you this because I've got the name of a flower connected to a name. Who is Rosie? Who is Lily? Who is Violet? Do you understand that connection to the name of the flower?
Yeah, I had Aunt Rose. My middle name
Aunt
is Rose.
Okay. Is she in spirit as well, darling?
Yes.
Because she's there with your grandmother, she says to me here. And she does say to me here as well that I've got to say, it sounds to me like either Bernie or Bernard or Bertie. Who's that?
Not sure.
Okay, can you hold that?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm trying to think. Maybe my mother's name was Beatrice.
Ah, right, okay. It just got the first couple of letters there. But I know that what I'm getting here is that there's somebody here. You're actually very beautiful, and I know that I'm looking here, and this must be something you have in your person. Have you got a photo that was taken black and white recently? And it was almost like one of these very artistic, posy shots. Do you understand what I mean? Where you're leaning over a wall and you're looking out at something?
Maybe a long time ago.
Right, have you got brown wavy hair, darling?
Yes.
Right, and there's a shot of you leaning out, and I can see like high-rise tower blocks. I don't know if you were like near a river or near the lake, but I know this looks like I'm looking at New York. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I was brought up in New York.
Okay, and I'm looking at you, this black and white photo, but I feel like it wasn't long ago. She's putting me back only like about 2 years ago, and there's this beautiful one that she wants blown up of you because it's so beautiful, and it's almost like your head shot, shoulders shot, and you're leaning against something, looking out over, like, I don't know if it's Manhattan City, but I'm looking out like there's water there and I can see the buildings across the bay. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And I know that this is something she's very, very proud of. She says to me here that love is something you desperately need and it's coming your way. I want to say to you here Sheldon's not, he's just the boss, is he? Okay, or he's somebody in charge, okay. But I want to say to you here that there's also a very, very much a male Dean name here that I want to put in the energy of love. I want to give you the name Doogie, or Dougie. Doogie, I think that's what it is. It actually feels like a nickname, so I feel this could be a nickname for him, is what I'm being told. So look out for that name, and that's where love comes in for you, darling. And I actually feel you'll get engaged as well. I don't know if it's with the same man, but she says you will get engaged, you will find love. I also want to give love quickly over to a brother to the side of you. Does that make sense?
Yes, my brother's spirit.
Oh, bless your heart. And I know I want to put that love over from your brother, okay? Who was the fireman?
The fireman?
There's something connected with 9/11 here.
My brother's friend.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, that would make total sense. I just feel like he's sending love over. And there's a gratitude. Did he serve under the 9/11?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a proudness with it. He's just letting you know he's sending love over, okay? And I got a very quick one. Terry or Trevor, who's that?
I don't know. I can't think.
There's a TR name there. Don't worry about it, darling, but I'll leave it.
I have a name, Tracy.
Okay. No, I felt like it's a male name.
Oh, okay. No, I can't.
Hold the information, okay? Take it away with you, darling, and remember everything that I said. I'll leave your family's love with you and your brothers there. And I know very quickly that there was a very, very, very... I feel like a responsibility for your brother's passing. I feel like he takes responsibility. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah,
I don't feel like it was suicide, but I feel like accident, but he was in the wrong place, wrong time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll leave his love with you, darling. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Lena. Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, onward. Hi, Eric. How are you doing today?
I'm well. I hope you both are doing well today.
Absolutely. Could not be better. I mean, there's no snow on the ground and everything is fine. It's one of those moments when I'm not going to complain about the weather or the season. I'm just going to enjoy it. Okay, when I tune into your energy, I see a lot of bees. I see a beehive and I see a lot of bees, and I see the workers going crazy with, you know, just working themselves literally to death. And spirit wants me to sort of say to you, just, you know, pace yourself, please. You don't have to work yourself to death. You just have to, you know, pace yourself. The more you pace yourself, the more you actually will get done. I feel that there's a part of you that is pushing yourself ahead as hard and as fast as it can, and there's another part of you standing back and saying, you can push all you want, but we're only going to do a certain amount, you know, each day. So you know, don't wear the treads of your shoes out trying to make things happen faster than they're going to, because there is a set pace here. This is a spiritual thing. This is something that you have to wait on and be patient with. And so patience is an aspect that spirit wants you to sort of pay attention to and understand that when things aren't moving, it's time to look into those things that we have put aside and haven't yet finished or tied up the loose ends of and things like that. You have a lot of those loose-ended things all over the place, and it's really important for you to kind of make a choice, make a decision, and do something about those projects, those things you started that you didn't finish. From what I can tell here, you're in a place and a time where you're in a holding pattern. And holding patterns are important because they wait until it's safe to land. So a holding pattern for someone on a spiritual journey means they have you in a holding pattern so that you can gather the patience, gather the knowledge, gather the wisdom so that you can go on to the next step and not fall flat on your face. It does feel here as though I'm seeing past life stuff for you, and I love the imagery that I keep getting. I see you as a blacksmith. I see you as someone who made a great many weapons at one point in time for the Crusades. And if I take you back further to another point in time, I take you way back to Rome and Greece, that area of the country. And again, you were forging weapons. I also see you as on a ship that's way back in the Greek and the Roman, the Bronze Age type. And it does, I do feel that you know, you had a ship and you actually went out in search of copper so that you could make the swords and the steel that you needed to use for weaponry. And you went all over the place. You were not an explorer, yet you did explore and find where there were wonderful, wonderful copper mines, and you took the material back with you, and you made a great profit on it. But you've had probably 8 or 10 different lifetimes that I can just look at right now, and it does feel as though making weapons is something that you have done throughout time. This lifetime, there's no call for weapons, at least not that kind of weaponry, not kind of that hand-to-hand combat type weaponry. And so your weapons of the day are words. And how you speak them and how you put them together and how you make your point with words. And so today you have to put aside the swords and you have to go to words, and the words become the weapons, and they defend you and they protect you. And so what I see you doing now is more of a using your words to build the shields that you need. And you had in one of your Roman lifetimes, you were an orator, so you have a history of being able to use words in an amazing way. It's important, not many people understand the fact that words can be used in tons of different ways. They can be used as defense. They can be used as an attack. They can be used as a weapon, and they can be used as a tool of love. So that you know, you can utilize them in many different ways, and I feel that you have the innate talent to create what you need out of the words that you have within you. It feels like you have been almost tongue-tied for a little while here, and I feel you beginning to understand that there are ways that you can write things down and then, you know, sort of commit them not to memory, but have the gist of them in your head so that when situations arise, you have the right phrases to put out there. I'm seeing you learning how to utilize the weaponry, let's not call it weaponry. Let's say that words are an instrument for you to wield in whatever way is really appropriate for you to utilize them. And I feel that you're coming into a new time frame where you're going to understand just how strong and how powerful words are, whether they're written, whether they're spoken, whether they're uttered, or whether they're thought. The intention goes out there and something is manifest because of them. So that you have a tool, a new weapon in your toolkit, so to speak, that you haven't been utilizing as well or as deeply or as thoroughly as you could. I do feel that there is great strength in you, and I feel that you are going through a time of shifting and changing your focus and direction. I feel that there are new realms, new venues to concert, to conquer. There are new arenas in which you will be working, and it's really funny. Whatever your stature is, it sure isn't like what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing a very big, muscular, brawny, almost Hulk-ish like looking person. Not green, but just over muscled and powerful, and a real threat to any army that you know came in contact with it. And I don't feel you're quite like that today, but that power and that strength and that courage is inside of you. And all you have to do is learn how to use the new weapons that you have, and you'll be able to be as powerful as you were in that past lifetime. I'm taking you back 4,000 years, easy. I would say that this person was almost a giant, you know, and we talked about giants earlier, because it does feel as though there was such strength and such stature and such power in this individual, and intellect as well, though it doesn't look it, but there was a really good brain there too. So that you come into this lifetime with a different form, yet with the same power, and able to utilize the weapon that you've been given today, which is words. And every now and then you stumble over them, but the more you work with it, the more practiced and polished you're going to get, and the more practiced and polished you get, the more you're going to have impact with your words in every situation that you've got in your life. Grant, all yours.
Thank you,
yes,
Barbara.
It's very interesting you talk about weaponry and choice of words and things. Hi, Eric, by the way. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Hello, Grant.
Okay, hi, Eric. It's very interesting that Barbara talks about weaponry and using your weapons in the right way on both ways. Because what I'm feeling here, Eric, it almost feels like, and by the way, I've got the feeling of two Erics, so there must be another Eric in the family or another Eric passed down. Does that make sense to you?
No, not really. I think I'm the only one I know
of
in my family.
Okay, hold it, because they're saying two Erics, and I'm going, okay, what does that mean? There was another one. So, okay, right. At the moment, do you understand where I feel like you're battling the energy at the moment around the energy of love, or trying to get your words across within the energy of someone around you? Does that make sense?
To a degree, I can't say there's someone I'm pursuing at the moment.
That's fine. I feel like and this is the words that they gave me all the way through it. Don't milk it. So I think there's something here where they're saying don't push something at the moment. I don't know what that is, but I feel like there's something around work and situations where things have let you down in the past, where I feel it's giving you an emphasis of, you know, try not to fight too hard with the weapons that you're holding in your hand. I do feel like it's, you know, you are a battler. You are coming through the notions of stuff that has been very hard for you at the moment on every level. I know that when I'm being told here that with this, I feel like when I focus your energy, it's all over the place at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, to some degree.
Now, yeah. With that notion, Eric, it's not that, you know, you can't focus. It just means at the moment there's things in the way and I feel like there's pressure upon you. I do know that with you, you're not somebody that's a defeatist. You are somebody that is very strong. I know that within the energy that there's a feeling of being let down. So through the energy of love and passion and emotion, it could well also be the energy of work. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, although I'm not sure how you're connecting work to love or to passion, that part of it.
Right, because it feels like passion, love, emotions, whatever we're doing, it all ties in. But if I go back here, and this is where they take me to the core energy of where things change for you. If I go back around about 4.5 to 5 years ago, do you understand where you went through a very hard emotional time?
4.5, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I would say the hardest emotional time was more about 2.5, 3 years ago.
Right, okay. So what we're getting here is something that has taken quite a while, but I know that I'm going back there. So there's something back there that's sort of, and I feel like a culture shock for you. It's almost like I'm in a good area of life, everything's going right, and then suddenly, bang, it was taken away from me. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
And that also goes into the energy of career, passion, love of what you're doing and where you're going. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's almost like I'm there. I know that I've still got that energy to go forth, but it's not coming in around me at the moment. So I know at the moment there's almost like this struggle with it. Now, I get some stupid feeling here. I get the feeling like that you are in the process of working, or there's something you're doing, but it's not really what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to go back to that area of where you were at that time when things were great. And I know that this is something very much that I feel like I put a lot of writing, I put a lot of energy into the energy of what you're doing. So I know, Eric, it almost makes me feel like there's something that you are proud of, what you can do within the energy of writing down stuff and putting stuff into your working flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Would you understand this, Eric? And I'm going to say this to you, because I'm being shown Charlie Chaplin. And Charlie Chaplin gives me the energy of filmmaking or something around Hollywood. I don't know if that's something of you being a script writer or you wanting to be the actor or that passion of creativity in that area. But does that make sense to you, something?
Not precisely. I can't say that I've done anything like script writing or that's been a passion necessarily. I mean, I've always been,
That's fine. But when we think of Charlie Chaplin, there's a message within it. And Charlie Chaplin was a silent movie. So I've got to try and describe what they're trying to show me here. But what they're actually trying to show me here is that I feel like if we... Thank you, Michael, because my guy's just stepped in. He says what we need to do is we need to speak up around the energy of where you're not happy with something. There's something around the energy of being silent, around the energy of your emotions inside and not speaking out about where you want to be or what's happening around your working energy. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I'm on a transition out of my job to the end of this month, and then I'm looking for other work, so...
I get that. I feel like you've been hard done by within the energy of where you are. I feel like there's things that needs to be said, even though you're transitioning yourself. But do you understand where I feel like what they're trying to show me here is that you are somebody that feels like they need to give something out to this company before they transition? I feel like something's owed to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And this is why they're showing me the silent movie. So it can either mean a few things, but now Michael lets me understand what it is that he's trying to show to me. That there is something in you that you need to bring your weapons out and say, right, I need this because I need something to understand why I'm not getting what I'm getting and why it's been held in that energy for so long. And this is the reason why do I feel that I need to go on? Why do I feel that I need to transition when I feel like I'm owed so much more within the energy of where you're working right now? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because you're very physical within your energy of work. I get a lot of energy of physical energy. So even though there's a lot of things there that makes me feel like you're very good on the practical side, you're also very good at the side of being somebody that sits in the background. So whatever that work is, I feel like you should have had more attribute of something more behind the scenes of the workings and not being in the workings. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat. I would say actually more in my job, I wasn't at the forefront of the scenes, although I had the ability to make an effect.
Exactly. So that's what they're saying to you, is like you should have made the effect. You should have been there. You should have been somebody that had more control over a situation to make it work. And that's why you feel that you're better within your energy. This is why you need to move forward. I feel like there's something that needs to be said because they'll miss out on that. And I know that when this transition comes in, I feel like you're slightly going into an area that's new or slightly different to what you're doing now. But I know that there's a similarity there. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
And I feel that you'll achieve a lot better within the energy of the new work. But that's their loss, the people around you now. They've missed something within your energy, your capabilities, and what you can bring forward to the table. But I know that within that energy, that this is... Okay, I'll give him that in a minute. I do feel like within that energy that you're going to achieve in that last one. Now, I'm going to give you this because I've just been chucked this forward. Are you having problems connecting with your mother at the moment?
I speak to her maybe on a weekly basis. It's just that she's trying to be controlling.
Right, okay, that makes total sense to me. So there's something that I feel like is dominating the energy within your mother that's causing a little bit of a confliction within your feelings about what's happening around you maybe and the process of family. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But I know that it'll get sorted, and I feel like, thank you, there's... The word compromise comes in. So somebody, someone somewhere has to compromise within that energy, if that makes sense to you. But I do feel like there's an energy there that something will get sorted. And I know here as well that what I'm being told here is that somewhere with you, maybe a sibling or somebody to the side of you, that someone feels like they're an underachiever. I don't know what they mean by that, but did you feel like you were held back? Or did you look at another sibling to the side of you and feel like you wanted to be where they were? Does that make sense to you?
That I was an underachiever?
I don't know. If it was you or the other way around. Do you understand what I mean? But I feel like one's looking like they feel like they're not achieving as well as the other one. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's probably my brother.
Right, that would make sense. Because I picked up on another male energy there. And I feel very much that... I don't know what that problem is, but has that caused a problem in your relationship with your brother?
To some degree, yeah.
I understand that, but I do know that within the energy, because I know I've got a grandfather here, this is a lovely man energy from spirit, and again, I feel this is very much your mother's father, I'm being told here, that comes forward. Who's Adam?
Adam? There's a person who I met who's a small business leader a few weeks ago named Adam. That's the only person I can think of.
Right. That person is going to be important to you. That name on that person is going to come forth again and be important to you. So I feel like you need to hold that energy, hold that name, remember him and remember where and why he came into your life. I feel like there's some importance there. So don't worry about the disconnection or what you might not have got or what you might have seen from Adam at that point, but remember it's coming, it's going to be a good connection again. So there's something around Adam where I feel like he's going to lead you forward with something else. I don't know what that is, but it feels good. It feels positive. I like where you're going from where you've been. I feel like frustration with you, hence the reason why all the battle energy is coming forward now, the weaponry and what Barbara was saying, okay?
Okay.
But wish you the best luck, and I've got to say to you, it does feel really good, my friend, so good luck with it all. I really do wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much, Grant, and thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome, Eric. Take care now.
You too.
Okay. Do you sometimes run out of breath and just don't know what else to do?
Well, the thing is, Barbara, you're talking about this battlement with Eric. They gave him Eric the Viking. You know the Vikings, Eric the Viking.
Yes.
He has, picking up on all that energy, I saw this man who was a fighter in life. He was somebody that never backed down and kept going. So he's somebody that's had to battle through life, I do believe. And I feel that he may well battle a lot in life again, but... You know, he's a strong soul, and I know that he gets through a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's a kind man, too. I mean...
Oh, absolutely.
He's such a sweet energy. I felt ridiculous putting him as the Hulk, but that's what I was seeing.
Yeah, okay. No, he's a lovely energy. He really is.
He absolutely is. We've got Lanice here. Hi, Lanice. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous. Thank you, ma'am. And Grant's on with me. And I'm going to let Grant go first this time, and then I'll sweep up after him.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hello. What was your name again, darling? I missed it.
It's Lanice.
Lanice. Oh, that's a lovely name. Oh, bless your heart. Okay. Right, Lanice, I'm just going to come into the energy here and find out what we've got for you, darling. All right, okay. Right, okay, I understand that. Now, I've got a lovely lady in spirit. I know that she passed before her time here. She does connect in with you, and I feel more like she's a family connection, family friend, or somebody that was friends to you, a new family as well. I know that within her energy that she talks to me about going very, very down quickly within the energy of a condition here. She talks to me about the energy of I feel like I'm getting a cancer with her. She's making me feel sick, drawn out with that energy. I know that I go back a little bit of time with her energy. She talks to me like I'm going back around about a decade or maybe just under the decade from passing transition. I know that within this energy, she may also connect with a sister type. So and that might be an auntie or it might be a sister, but I know that she talks about a sister link within that energy. Do you understand this lady, darling?
Yes.
Okay, right, let me just build more energy up. As long as you're accepting her, then she can come forward. Okay, when she talks to me here more about this energy link, I know that there's something here that might well have gone to the brain or around the head, but I know that she's pointing to her head here, so it would have affected the brain or maybe well have been a tumour or something that led up to the brain. Do you understand this, darling?
Yes.
Okay, she does say to me, she lets me know, first of all, she says that I'm fine and to let people know around that she's also around them as well. Okay, give me more, please, darling. All right, darling, I got that. Yeah, all right. Now, she also gives me the feeling here that she's talking about an Amelia, or it sounds like Amelia. Do you understand who Amelia is?
Mm. There's an AM named Amber, but I don't recall Amelia.
Ah, right. That would make sense, because I felt it was Amelia, but she might be saying Amber. I just got the AM, and I have to go with the energy of what they first give me, because I'm clear audience. It's like that. I am, and I've just went Amelia. So sometimes that's my laziness of not listening properly. Do you understand what I mean? Would you understand where she's connected to Amber?
She would be a cousin.
Thank you. Okay, so she knew her in life, did she?
Yes.
Okay, bless your heart. Now, keep going over to the side here, darling. So I know that this is somebody that didn't feel like it was family, but she comes in close on that energy. Does that make sense to you, honey?
Yes.
Right. She wants to let you know that she's sending love over to you. She says to me here that there is a story to tell, and I don't know what she means by this. And I think she's talking about your life. And I think there's something about what you've gone through of recent. So there's something of a story to tell, she says to me here. And I feel like you've gone through a dramatic phase of life. And she says it's made you very drawn down within your own energy, bless your heart. And you've had to find struggle and strength to pull yourself up at the moment. Do you understand this, honey?
Yes.
She says to me here, she sends love over to a lovely boy. I don't know if this is her son, but I felt very much a loving towards her own energy, family-wise. So I feel like I'm going to her son. Did she have a son, honey?
Yes, she had a son.
Bless your heart. And she's sending that love over to him. Now, I know that when she talks to me here, she talks about, and I'm going to give you this, and I'm not great with my geography. She talks to me about links to family or something around the energy of Minnesota. So where's Minnesota to you, and would you understand why the Minnesota connection comes in?
No, I'm not getting that.
Okay, well, hold it and remember it. It might be something that she's talking about, and I don't even know where I'm at when I come to Minnesota, because I'm sitting here in London in the UK. But she talks about Minnesota or a connection to Minnesota. If you don't know about it, can you hold it maybe for the future, because something will come up to validate, okay? She is saying to me here as well that, oh, God, there was a feeling here that she had a dreadful time in a relationship as well. So there's something about a man in her life that gave her quite an awkward time. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And would you understand that person be a bit of a drinker?
Yes.
Okay, and she says, oh, God, she had a terrible time with him. It was a nightmare, she said, but I don't feel that they were right together at the point when she passed, if that makes sense to you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
She does send a lot of wishes to you, because she says to me here, it's really about time here that you uplifted the energy of the home. So you've been looking around the home and saying to yourself, I want to improve it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
She says to me, decorating and making a brighter feel of the house. So you've been shifting the energy, and I almost feel like I'm in the actual living room area. So it's mainly the energy of the lounge, or what we call the lounge over here, or the area where you'd sit and the TV would be in, where you spend most of your time. But I'm looking around that area where I feel like I want to uplift the energy and make it more lighter. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
She says to me here, this will bring your energy up and it'll be good for you. She does want to say to me here that there's also energy of somebody coming forward within family that you haven't seen for a while. And this will be an uplift within the energy. Now, they travel from quite afar, but I feel like you may have prior knowledge of this, or you've heard about the connection that's coming forward. Do you understand this?
Family member coming to visit from afar, is that what
yes.
you're saying?
That's it. Family visit from afar.
Okay.
If it's not afar, it will be within the far within the energy that you haven't seen them for a while. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Because she just corrected me. She said, no, it's not afar within the energy of distance. It's within the energy of that you haven't seen them for a long time. Now, I want to go to the energy of a male energy with that. Where it connects in with that energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And I feel like I want to go out to the side. So is that your brother, honey?
My brother.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said about my brother.
Is it your brother that's the one that's coming in from afar that you haven't seen for a while?
No. It wouldn't
be. Okay, then it would be, like cousin, uncle, or somebody on that energy, because I'm going connecting through the male energy. Does that make sense?
Well, yesterday I visited with a cousin who came from Dubois.
Ah.
Right, but we met yesterday.
That makes total sense to me. I get the energy connection. Would you also understand November link as a birthday, honey?
A birthday coming up?
Yeah, in November.
That would be my father's birthday, November.
Okay. That in spirit, is he, darling? Because I've just been told he's over there.
Yeah, he's in spirit.
He is. He's there. Now, I've got his energy coming forward here quickly. Would you also understand with your father that he suffered terribly with his lungs and his chest?
Yes, for sure.
As he comes forward here, he's quite a large man, and I felt like weight didn't help him. Does that make sense to you?
Well, he wasn't very, very overweight, but in the end, he lost weight. Mm-hmm.
That's right. He lost a lot of weight towards the end, but do you understand where he felt like dietary? He's talking about also dietary didn't help him.
Okay.
But I know that smoking was a big cause of it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
It seems to be here that he sort of says, I wish I hadn't smoked, but too late for that now, because he laughs here. He's quite a jolly man, your father. Do you know that? Now,
yes.
you may have... some recollection that your father was maybe not as close as he should have been. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
But even though he was a jolly man, he was a man of distance, or this energy where I felt like he could connect with you more as a father in life. And that's his words. I feel like he was a good man, but I feel like there was some time in his life where he didn't connect as much as he should have done with you. Do you understand this?
Yes, I understand.
Now, would you also understand that I've got a feeling this is with your father, that he talks about energy of memories of water, boat, lake, something around that energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, I don't know if that's naval. I don't think that is. I think that's more to do with the love of the water, fishing, maybe being on the lake or having that energy connection. But I do feel very much that your father was... Oh, okay. He actually did say to me once he nearly drowned.
He nearly drowned?
Yeah, as a child.
Okay.
I don't know if that's prior knowledge to you, but he keeps telling me that he nearly drowned as a child and he was mucking around, jumping into a river or a lake.
Okay, I didn't know that. That would make
sense. But he's just bringing back memories here, and he does say to me, I've got to give you that. That sounds like a very southern accent. Who's... Luann?
Luann?
Luann, who's that?
I'm not familiar with the Luann.
Luann? Luann? Oh, is that Louisiana? I don't know. Luann?
My mother had a sister named Lucy.
Ah, okay. Because he's got quite a strong accent, your father, like a southern accent. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Uh-huh.
And he says to me here that he had a brother as well?
Yes.
He's with his brother in spirit, yes?
Yes.
He says, I'm alongside him. They're celebrating here. There's an anniversary coming up. They've got drinks and they're drinking together.
They're drinking.
There's something anniversary coming up. There's a big anniversary coming up. And I feel like it's anniversary of something from the past for them. But I feel like there's an anniversary coming up. So go away and think about that, honey. And who also would have had a ruby wedding coming up? Like 40 years of marriage.
I'm sure it's somebody, but because he has two brothers that have passed. And they're should
okay.
Be,
but I know there's like a ruby anniversary of a wedding coming up here. So I know it's 40 years. He's celebrating 40 years or something. Okay. Who? Do you know Jerry?
Jerry. think that would be my mother's grandfather or someone on my mother's
okay.
side.
Because he just said, Jerry's here. Jerry's here.
Okay.
And he's sending love over to her grandson as well. So you must have a boy, yes?
I have a grandson, yes.
Okay, so sending love over to the grandson. Uh-huh. Would you understand with the grandson? Oh, okay, I'll give you this. I don't know how old your grandson is now, but do you understand where... He's showing me a gun. Would you understand that there was something with involvement with the gun or something around the energy of something to do with either the grandson? Does that make sense to you?
No, but I know my son has a gun around the house, and he has two sons. He's like lays it around sometimes, so...
Right, okay. He's talking about, this feels like a real handgun. And I feel like there's some energy here. Thank you. Somebody got shot. Don't think of your sons now. He's talking about the sons with the gun, but he's talking about somebody back at his time. Who got shot? Didn't get killed, but who got shot?
I don't know.
And it's in the family. They were mucking around with the gun. Go away and think about it. Go away and think about it, honey, because she's laughing at you like it was a funny thing. It wasn't like it was a serious thing. It's like they were mucking around with the gun, it went off and it shot them. Do you know what I mean? And he's taking me back to all the years ago. So it's something that happened around years ago. Do you understand what I mean? So maybe you can find out and ask the question. He does say to me here that, all right, I'll let her know that. He says to me here that for you, are you on your own at the moment? Because I feel like you're single. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm single.
Yeah, he says you're very lonely. You need love at the moment. It's been a long time. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
definitely. He says you need the love. He says you need the love. He says, and he's saying to me here that there's a man that's been out there for a while, he says, but you've not really wanted the energy from him, but it keeps coming in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing someone that I've been talking to or knowing for a while, but now we're talking more. So I was wondering
that's good. That's good. I like the energy of him. It feels like it wasn't ready, or you weren't right in the right position or feeling in the right feeling for this man. But I feel like now we're starting to get the energy of love coming in. And this is something your father's very happy for you for. You need this at the moment, okay?
Okay. I was wondering how he felt about that.
Well, I actually... Who, your father? Your father's happy for it. The other man actually does want this. He's been wanting it for a long time. So I know that within this is building up into something nice. I'm going to hand you over to Barbara. I'm going to leave your dad's love with you. Remember everything that I said to you, because your father is a very, very lovely guy. I feel like there's a joking. He's laughing here. In my ear. So I know that. Yeah, I know that he's very, very happy in spirit, and I know he's no different to how he was in life, darling, okay? So I'll leave his love with you. God bless.
Okay.
Okay. Lanice, I see you in the pulpit. I see you in churches. I see you in many, many past lives where serving the spirit was something that was very important to you. And at this point in time in your life, being one with spirit and knowing that you are flowing in the same direction that spirit wants you to is very, very important to you. I agree with Grant. Absolutely. Love is on the way. It feels to me as though frankly, between us, I think it's long overdue, but apparently spirit has a different time schedule. It feels as though that there is that sense of you have accomplished so much on so many different aspects of your life that the only one that really needs to be sort of worked on is that of relationship, and so there are new people coming in, and there is a special love that is coming in. I do feel also that you have a direction and a focus that you really are very committed to, and I feel strongly that it's because it took you this long to actually become committed to the focus that was, you know, to be gone through, that is what's happening. You came to a point in time where you absolutely were so committed to what you had to do that you wouldn't back up and you wouldn't back off, and so you would actually you would follow through with what was important. And I feel strongly that that's exactly what's happening here, that you finally became so committed to the trail, to the direction that you were going in, that the universe took the hint and said, yes, it's exactly true, that's exactly right. And so now they're opening those huge doors, and so much more is flowing into you in your direction. So I would make ready for it. I would know it's coming, and I would absolutely say that you know, embrace it when it feels like you're going to be a little uncomfortable, but I think that's just because you're out of practice. Excuse me. There, as I said before, I see you in the pulpit, and so you have been serving spirit for a very long time. I even get the strong feeling that it's something that you may do yet this lifetime. Not in the traditional way, but I do feel you in the pulpit. I do feel you being one who shared spiritual wisdom and spiritual knowledge with people on lots of different levels and lots of different ways. There is a sense here of baptism as well, and not the full immersion, but it feels like it's more of the spiritual kind where you either used flowers or crystals or something like that, because it feels as though it's a spiritual baptism that you initiate and you develop on your own, and you take people through the ceremony because it gives them a feeling of having ascended into an understanding so that they can practice the spiritual aspects that they carry within themselves to a greater degree. It's not necessary, but it's something you do. It's a ritual you do or will do that will help people feel that they have made that transition into that point in time in their life where spirit is coming first. And it doesn't mean that they have to turn away from their mundane reality, because that's very important and we have to have that to manifest spirit in. I also feel that you need shoes. And it feels to me as though your shoes are worn out. And in many ways it's symbolic, but I take it as literal as well. You seem to be the kind that wears the same pair of shoes forever. And when they finally fall off your feet, you get new ones, but not until then. I think you need new shoes. I think you need new shoes on many different ways, because the shoes are also the vehicle that transports our bodies through this lifetime. And if they're old and worn out and tattered, then that's what you feel about your lifetime. So, you know, and you know, new shoes, you know, are hard to break in. But it feels to me as though you need to break in a new vehicle for travel through this lifetime. It may even spill over to your car, but I know for sure you need new shoes. And make them comfortable and make them sensible. Don't make them old maidish, but make them comfortable and sensible so that they'll carry you for the distance, because you've got a long way to go yet. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling very much. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have managed to go into overtime. Grant, thank you so much again, and we look forward to seeing you back here in September.
Thank you, Barbara, and it's been a pleasure as always working alongside you. And thank you to all the listeners, and I'll see you all very soon.
Absolutely. Grant also has his own radio program, which is?
That's Becoming Psychic, and you can tap in on Blog Talk every Thursday evening. That's live at 8 p.m. GMT time. So, that goes from 8 till 10 in the evening UK time, but obviously you can work that out. Whereabouts you are, that's Becoming Psychic. You can go through to www.becomingpsychic.co.uk.
Yeah, that would be 3 in the afternoon, our time, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it's around about that time, isn't it, Barbara? I don't know if that slightly wavers within the energy of East and West time, but just check us out. Check us out. It's between about 4 or 5 hours on one side and around about 8 hours on the other side.
Right. It's Yeah, it's 5 hours, I'm pretty sure. So Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, do tune in and listen to Grant, because his show is amazingly wonderful as well, and he has wonderful guests on. Thank you, Grant. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I look forward to talking to you next week. And also, don't forget, those of you who are in the Spiritual Development Circle, this Thursday and this Friday. So I will see you all then. And good evening, good night, and good afternoon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.